Psalm 113, Preface. There is a vast difference between the kingdom of Christ and the kingdoms of this world. Christ is a spiritual and heavenly kingdom comprising spiritual and heavenly gifts, whereas earthly republics and monarchies comprise only earthly treasures. Christ is an everlasting kingdom built on the rock of ages. It will never be subverted. But earthly kingdoms, though their sway lasts for many centuries, are finally overthrown. In the kingdoms of this world, the noble, the proud, the ambitious enjoy the highest honors. In the kingdom of Christ, the humblest is the greatest. Remembering what blessings the kingdom of Christ brings unto men, we should imitate the multitude which went before and followed after at Christ's regal entrance into Jerusalem, crying, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Matthew 21, verse 9. So should we also wish prosperity and increase to his kingdom. Daily we should pray that it might grow and be spread abroad from the rising to the setting sun. Come, thou King of glory, and reign in our hearts, that we may sing thy praise as we are exhorted in the 113th Psalm. Praise of God for giving grace to the humble. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifts the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He makes the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. Summary. In this psalm is contained a prophecy of Christ's kingdom, which was to spread from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same among all Gentile nations. All these are called on to praise Christ and to proclaim his grace. He is pictured as a lovely and a loving Lord who is seated high above the heavens, but looks to the poor and needy upon earth to exalt them out of the dust. This is Christ's special office and work in his kingdom, to abase the lofty-minded, to manifest the wisdom of this world as being folly, to bring low those trusting in themselves that they are pious, to exalt the lowly, to enlighten the simple, to sanctify the sinners, and to make those his people who were not a people. My soul, trust thou in the Lord Jesus Christ. Prayer. Blessed be the Son of David, who came in the name of the Lord to establish a kingdom of grace on the earth, who has also called us and made us citizens of his kingdom, partakers of his grace. May he, our King, by his good Spirit, so guide and govern us as to bring us out of this world, so full of sin, into that eternal kingdom wherein dwelleth righteousness. Amen.